We were so worried about you, Tina, wept Juniper. Tina took a few deep breaths, and then she admitted what she had been hiding. I thought that if I applied myself that I could make up for my weakness.
Weakness? Asked Alana. Tina, how can you think such nonsense about yourself?
I'm a tortoise, Mommy. I'm supposed to be as comfy in icy water as a bird in the sky.
But I can't even go more than 2 hoof steps into the lagoon without quaking, even with an inner tube and water wings.
Tina quietly sobbed into her pillow. Alana felt relieved and said,
Is that what this is all about?
Tina, I'll let you in on a secret. I'm an armadillo, but I've been claustrophobic ever since I was 7.
Why else would we be living above ground in a hollowed-out redwood trunk?
This revelation hit Tina by surprise, but it was still not enough. Silas cleared his throat and then replied, I don't like mud holes. You can't tell how deep they truly are. One by one, everyone in the room stepped up and admitted their own fears that could best relate to Tina's. Dainty was scared of Dennis, which explained her perfectly white teeth and the 7-minute brushings 3 times a day. Whisper was always afraid of dark spirits that take on the form of treasure chests. Sally had a fear of heights. Bluesy was terrified of the spiked balls that fall out of trees. Ross was afraid of his own toxins ever since he was little, which was the impetus for Toxinon's formation. As for Juniper, every day she worried for her daughter Vivi. Alana pecked Tina's cheek and spoke,
See, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you, nor should you have ever felt that there was.
Tina gazed into Alana's eyes and gently pressed her hoof to her cheek. After a few days of intravenous liquids under Dr. Brainerd's supervision and some therapy sessions with Dr. Beamer, Lady Galatea released Tina from the clinic's care, and Alana and Silas awaited their little angel clad in a newly cast shell. What happened to her old shell, you might be asking? While Tina was recovering, Demiria Mousette asked if she could show her shell to a few of her colleagues in the Neverscape Special Forces. Tina happily donated it for research purposes if Demiria promised that it would not be used for offensive combat or wars. Demiria swore the NSF High Command would abide by Tina's wishes, and that Queen Aurora would make sure of it. There was one last thing that needed addressing. Little Zimri missed Tina so much in the days leading up to Galatea's care, and it was going to be another scorcher outside the next day. Right away, everyone saw the gears turning in Tina's head.